The World Games are expected to attract hundreds of thousands of people to Birmingham this summer. Experts say these large sporting events tend to increase human trafficking. That's where someone is exploited using force or fraud. There are actually five types of human trafficking, but for this story, we'll focus on the sex trade. WBHM's Miranda Fulmore has more.
On a recent Thursday, the Junior League of Birmingham's Anti-Human Trafficking Committee held an online information webinar on Zoom. Ellie Friedman is the Deputy District Attorney for the Birmingham Division of Jefferson County, and she co-chairs the league's Anti-Trafficking Committee.
We want to go ahead and put some disclaimers out there. We're going to use the term she and her for victim. We know that not every victim is a female. Men can be trafficked too. But the vast majority of your victims will be female, so we're going to go ahead and use those pronouns. We want you to be aware that they could also be men.
I caught up with Friedman during a lunch break at a downtown bakery. She says human trafficking is modern-day slavery.
We know it's about a $110 million a year industry in Birmingham alone. And what's different about trafficking and other crimes is, let's say you sell an illegal gun and it's gone. You sell drugs, they're gone. If you sell a female, you can keep selling that female over and over again.
Now, deciphering what's prostitution and what's sex trafficking can be kind of difficult. Friedman says sex trafficking involves a sexual act for a thing of value, something like money, drugs, or even food. But it also has to involve either force, fraud, or coercion.
About 90% of what we used to call prostitution is now legally trafficking. If a pimp is involved, if there is any kind of force, then we're looking at trafficking. So you want to ascertain whether or not there is a third party involved in this transaction rather than just the girl and the John.
Friedman says trafficking happens all the time, but she says they tend to see an increase in cases during bigger events like the Super Bowl, Olympics, and even the World Games. Interstate 20, which cuts straight through Birmingham, is coined the sex trafficking superhighway. That's because Birmingham connects Atlanta to Dallas and intersects with Interstate 65, which connects Nashville to the Gulf Coast. Patrick Davis is the FBI agent in charge for the World Games. He says the games are considered a special event assessment rating of 1. That means the World Games are an event of national or international importance, requiring extensive federal interagency support.
We do have components within the Department of Justice, the FBI, the ATF, and the U.S. Marshal Service are also involved in the security plan.
Davis says they're working on plans to combat human trafficking, but he says he can't share specifics.
Keep in mind, we have athletes coming from over 100 countries from around the world where some of these events may be appear legal in those countries. So we need to make sure that they understand the significance of the laws. And so you will have these federal partners working with your state and locals, ensuring that that human trafficking component doesn't escalate any further.
According to the National Human Trafficking Hotline, roughly 65% of cases in Alabama in 2020 came from tips made by the public. That's why Kathy Boswell with the World Games says it's important to train her staff and the more than 3,000 volunteers to recognize the signs of human trafficking.
People don't know what it looks like. They don't know how to recognize it. They don't know signs. This gave us a chance. When you think about this event, it just made sense to be able to help 3,300 people go back to their communities more aware about human trafficking.
So what are the signs? Remember Deputy District Attorney Ellie Friedman? Well, this is how she put it.
Someone who is not dressed appropriately for the weather, because again, they're selling sex. But then again, that by itself is not necessarily a sign of sex trafficking. You want to look for someone who looks like they might be being demeaned or controlled, specifically women not making eye contact with men.
Friedman says there are a lot of indicators, but she says a good rule of thumb is that if something feels off, then you should call law enforcement. Miranda Fulmore, WBHM.